KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The fucks.
Yeah, me. It really sucks.
Me. The fucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, at 2:52, Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001 would like to present Why Today Doesn't Suck, a reminder.
That is so cool of them.
Or maybe not so much a reminder as it is an announcement that we will be on 10 to 3 tomorrow.
Really?
As a couple things are shifted around here at the station for a day. 10 to 3 tomorrow. And I believe somewhere in those 5 hours will be the highly coveted replay of the Natalie interview.
For real?
For real, yo. And also Lisa from the Toadies, or the band formerly the Toadies, and also from Return of the Jedi, will join us at 12:30. Yeah, those Toadies. So, big times tomorrow, 10 to 3 on the ticket. Here's Dan.
Who's going to be here at 10?
Me.
All right. Well, today's...
Me and I'll be joined by Grumpy Morning Dan.
Today is September 28th. And the Hardline is here in studio with us, the whole Hardline. Nothing but the Hardline.
Hello, boys.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Grego. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, men. How are we?
Is there a snake today, a snake shirt in the building?
I believe he's around here somewhere.
All right.
I saw him earlier.
Snake! I believe this is the first day in a little while that Danny has to make a new open. Unless we do 1 year ago on the Hardline today.
Which we could.
Danny is like George Costanza. He works harder at not working than he would if he just would just put together a new open, right?
I want to hear. Dun, 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 dun.
I want to hear the Ali G theme song in the open.
Dun, 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 dun.
You guys ever watch Ali G?
No. Watched it once. It's the most unfunny thing I've ever seen him alive.
There it is. One.
We are putting more and more
bizarre idiots on the air.
It does great.
Bizarre.
Does it really?
Idiotic people.
In a way, I am
sad to report.
They're
not trying to make the world better.
You're trying to do something to keep a job. The Hardline. So today is still September 28th. This is the legendary date.
Right on all four counts.
The legendary date in 1941 when Ted Williams.
How well does this format do?
So you have to get naked?
You had to take your top off, right? I had to get naked. Totally, totally, totally new now.
Now, how long did that open run?
Oh, my gosh.
Years. Quite a while.
Years, huh?
Years.
That was the cat era, right? He thought we need one open. Then Danny thought we need one every once in a while.
No, cat didn't think anything at all.
Hmm.
I thought that.
You thought we need one open.
Yeah.
And then everything became everything.
That's right.
I hate you. And then we didn't know what we needed.
Right.
Was that H2K?
Yep.
I think that was H2K.
Sure was.
Where Abby hit the cutting room floor.
Oh, dear. Today in 1941, Ted Williams went 4 for 5 and 2 for 3.
You have to reinvent.
Probably never come to that, so.
And 2 for 3 in a doubleheader to bring his season average up to 406, where he would finish the season, of course, at 406.
I
think
what?
he could have sat out a season-ending doubleheader and had
a
400
he
batting
average. 6 for 8 in the doubleheader.
Right. Or 4 for 5 plus 2 for 3, as right. I very confusingly said. So on this day in 1947.
Which shows why he's the greatest hitter ever.
That is big time.
How many people?
Ty Cobb very often
would
sit out even the last week of the season to preserve his great average.
How many hitters today would do that?
None.
If they're hitting 400.
None.
And they're going into the last game of the season, a doubleheader.
Only
How many would go to the pole?
Gabe Kapler and Rusty Greer are the only ones I can think of.
I guarantee you, Rusty Greer would tell you right now he wouldn't play.
I wouldn't play.
I wouldn't either.
400?
When you can be the first guy since 1941 to hit 400? Ronge, are you going to the play?
I'm having a seat on the bench and not even wearing my jersey out there.
And you know what? Anybody that wants to say anything to me, I can say, you know what? For 161 games, I hit 400. I just took my day off on the last day of the season. Deal with it.
That's a hammer.
On this day in 1947, the St. Louis Browns were not doing so well attendance-wise.
What year is this?
47.
You know who their owner was, don't you?
Vec?
Yeah. I think he laid on the floor and...
did a speech. Well, so they decided to bring announcer Dizzy Dean. I don't really know his age at this point, but they brought him out of retirement to pitch against the White Sox to try and draw some fans. So that drew less than 16,000, which was big for them. The day before, they drew 350.
Oh, dear.
For a baseball game. They finished the year with 320,000 in attendance.
But back in the good old days.
Did not put them in the black.
See, sometimes you just got to look at the numbers.
And on this day in 1988, it was his last start of the regular season. I remember watching this
game. But you can't go by attendance because back then, Bob, you didn't have the big stadiums like you do now.
Oral Hershiser.
Not all of them.
The one they played in St. Louis was huge.
Oral
attendance?
Oh, it had a lot more than 300, over 300 people.
It had more than 300. But it was like
at 30, least 350.
It was like 30,000.
Let me see here.
On this day in 1988, it's the last game of the season. Oral Hershiser pitches 10 shutout innings to extend his consecutive scoreless inning streak to 59, breaking Don Drysdale's major league record by one.
Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, I don't know what the capacity is, but I remember listening to Ken Burns' video. The 1935 St. Louis Browns played at Sportsman's Park.
That's the same place that the Cardinals played. Is that right?
Right.
Let's see, do you know the capacity of that? I could look that up.
It later became the old Busch Stadium.
Okay, capacity...
PU.
In those days, it was 34,000. Yeah.
That was about the average.
Okay, so capacity was 34,000.
Yeah, except the Yankee. I mean, Yankee Stadium held like 60.
All right, but follow me here. How many games were in a season back then? 154? Your stadium holds 34,000.
Mm-hmm.
So how many fans did they attract the entire season of 1935?
All right, how many home games? Have home games.
So 154, we're talking 77 home games? Okay, 77 home games. Your stadium holds
35,000.
1935? 210,000. Bizarre, idiotic people.
Just take a crazy guess, Hammer.
What they're trying to make the world better.
What they average per game?
Or the full season attendance numbers. How many hundreds of thousands?
300,000.
300,000. According to the statistics and to Ken Burns' baseball video, in 1935, the St. Louis Browns attracted, in 77 home dates, 80,922 fans.
Oh, dear.
Total.
Oh.
Totally?
That's what the Yankees drew for a weekend series.
For an average of 1,065 fans per game.
Well, they weren't real good.
Why did they ever leave St. Louis?
Then they had to trade A-Rod.
I believe they moved to Baltimore.
They did move to Baltimore.
They started nickel beer night.
But it took them, another 20 years to leave St. Louis?
I'm betting you didn't have anybody making $1 million a year playing.
80,000 fans for the whole season.
I'd lay on the floor for a speech, too. Or get a midget, put him up to bat.
You think they needed revenue sharing?
P1 birthday, Randall Miller. He is an internet P1 from Longview, Texas, so...
He is of no help.
Are they taking?
He is of no help.
Does he have a leather vest?
Happy birthday anyhow. Elsewhere in birthday history, Irving Fryer is 42.
First pick of the 83 draft.
Grant Fuhrer is 42.
Oh, the great Nazi leader.
Steve Largent is 50.
Congress. Is that who that was? A well-known Nazi?
Jake Reed.
Is that who that was, Dan?
The Fuhrer? Yeah.
I don't know.
If he didn't have that bogus record, should he be in the Hall of Fame, Steve Largent? Was he really that great?
He's pretty good. The Seahawks didn't have just a whole lot. Except
I mean,
Steve Largent.
Somebody had to catch the Jim Zorn's passes.
Did you know who managed the St. Louis Browns of 35?
35?
Rogers Hornsby?
Rogers Hornsby.
Deep dish Danny.
Why's his first name end with an S?
Because he was not Roger. He was Rogers. There was more than one.
And he was also from the north side of Fort Worth. Graduated from Northside High School.
His parents were trying to be wacky.
What's your point?
Jake Reed is 37.
Looks like Johns Hopkins.
When are we going to have Bob child naming segment, by the way? Because aren't you about to have this kid?
Hey, that thing could show up at any second. So we better get on that.
Ooh, that thing.
That's what it is, but
pretty
Tom.
Brutal.
That lovely baby boy.
Is Sally dilated yet?
I don't think we're going to have dilated talk here on the radio.
Is Jimmy going to break in with a breaking news sounder when it occurs?
2 centimeters, Chief.
More next in the ticker. DallasNews.com is reporting 4 centimeters.
What's your point?
Max Schmeling is 99.
Gotta fight Joe Louis, eh?
I think,
It's a great game.
And y'all left and right.
Actually, Max Schmeling should be part of the Hitler Symposium, most likely.
Big player in the symposium.
Well, I had no
What's
idea.
The next one?
Autograph signing?
I had no idea that guy was still alive.
Yeah, he can't
great
be
white
alive.
Hope.
You can't be alive at 99?
He can't be.
He
you don't think we would have rolled Max Schmeling out for an ESPYs award or something?
The weather down in Argentina is very nice.
First of all, I thought he was a lot older than 99.
Well, they have him here born in 1905, Hammer. So
that'd be 99. I just thought he was older.
According to sources close to the ticket.
Charlie
Hitler Symposium.
The draft with you. Charlie Taylor is 62.
Which one?
What's your point?
When we're at the draft and you have your...
$67 beauty contest, okay.
Your big stack of notes presented by Street and Smith, and Norm will not call on you because you just choose to bring the whole thing down into buffoonery.
You don't want to play the name game.
Thereby
you didn't
accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish in the first place by not having to be on the air. Just like when they sent you out to the golf tournament in Fort Worth.
What are you talking about?
Norm got so mad at Reiner at the draft. Do you remember that, Bob?
When?
Were you at this year's draft? Year's draft?
Oh, I was there for like 10 hours.
Remember Reiner's first few comments, and then Norm cut him off. He was no longer allowed to comment on the draft.
That's
you weren't there to make anything better. You were there just to create a firestorm so you could keep a job.
That's enough.
That's exactly what I was trying to do.
Then you were a very interested, note-taking listener at the symposium, which I appreciated.
You'd lose $150 million.
Listen to this.
I made $50 billion. I wouldn't
He does not make $50 billion.
Listen, Tom.
Norma.
Tom.
You're throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question,
you offer Todd Zeal. God!
I'm sorry.
Do you think that's a...
Do you think he uses...
A free exchange of ideas there where your opinion counts?
Do you think he uses the finger on the button or the whole palm? Just smashes the telos.
He is a Pollock. He does have giant fingers. Notice the absence of, like, Polish, I can't say penis.
Right, yeah.
Norm.
Todd Worrell is 45.
Ah, the fireman.
He's not the spare Worrell, right?
That's Tim.
Okay. I feared that I took a spare. Bridget Bardot is 70.
She was hot in her time.
Anybody seen it lately?
Yes.
And?
No.
Uh-oh.
It's a hole.
Oh, jeez. Hillary Duff is 17.
Inventor of Duff beer.
Janine Garofalo is 40.
Gross.
Wow.
She can look good.
Just because she's liberal.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's any grooming issues?
When? Can she look good?
Her politics have nothing to do with her greasies.
She can look good.
For more on Janine Garofalo, here's...
The biggest Janine Garofalo defender of them all.
And by the way, she was in that movie, too.
A Wonderland?
I know.
Yeah. Not only is she hot...
Who else was in that movie? Paris Hilton.
What?
Paris Hilton. A snake
dance. Hang on, I gotta move my head.
You know when they went and saw Eddie Nash on that boat?
Yeah.
The girl in the bikini?
That was her?
Paris Hilton.
Probably when I saw it, I know who she was. Anyway, Janine Garofalo, not only is she hot, she's the funniest woman in these United States.
Come on.
This side of Paula Poundstone.
Come
hands
on.
Down.
Margaret Cho.
Come on.
And she has fucking...
Rita Rudner might have a thing or two to say about
that. No, I saw Rita Rudner at New York a couple years ago. Not funny. Janine
Terry
Garofalo.
Oh, Terry.
Stop it. Janine Garofalo is genius.
Nora.
And hot. Funny. Not as funny as Janine.
Snake.
Jan Hooks.
You know what? You're dredging up names from the past, man.
No, living the
present, Holmes.
Victoria Jackson.
Not
Come
bad.
On, old man. So where are we on this? Janine Garofalo.
She
needs to be fleeted.
I would. I would divorce my wife in a heartbeat to marry her.
You better bring a machete, bro.
Ben E. King is 66.
Although, Michael, remember
Stand
the story?
By me.
Remember the story of Janine Garofalo that I told at her show when she said that every time she goes into a Starbucks, she has to do that uncomfortable business that no woman should do but does?
Well, what business is that?
Potty. And so...
She has to urinate?
And so she goes... She
In
said,
my house, we call it pee on the potty.
Pee on the potty?
Well, women do that.
That's what two-year-olds call it.
And she said every time she goes into a bathroom, like at a Starbucks or something, someone in front of her has just blown it out to holy hell. And so she walks in, she's like, you know what? Someone's going to think that I did this. And so every time she walks out, she has to tell the person, like, it was the other person who did this. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay, Janine Garofalo.
Nick said,
you know, if women could do that.
And then the same asks, so why is your hair so greasy?
And I know they can't, but if women could do that, if women could poop, she would be the first one to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
She would be the trailblazer?
Right, right. She would.
I thought it would be somebody that might threaten to fart.
She would be the pioneer of poop.
In her, Tom's wife.
Tonight, a very special hard line. If women could poop.
Nick St. Nicholas is 61, Ryder.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Spinal Tap.
No. Steppenwolf. That was the bass player who was kicked out of the band because he wore a sundress on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because he was on LSD at the time.
Weren't we all?
Tori Holt wore one, too.
What'd your dad think of that?
Not much.
Hold on to that thought. Mira Sorvino is 36.
Hot as hell.
Moon Unit Zappa is 37.
Hot herself.
And here's some spares.
Ryan, do you think your dad ever did LSD?
I'd be very surprised if I found out he did.
Like he got an old shoebox full of notes. Drip number one.
On an old audio tape.
Yeah. He sounded just like you.
He didn't talk like me.
Or some such. Johnny Dawkins is 41.
There's definitely some such on the ceiling right now.
Reading Fear and Loathing right now.
It's
don't
breathing.
Really get it.
The ceiling is breathing.
Bruce Fleming, 65.
Umpar. And a big fat one.
Mudcat Jackson, 62.
Little Mike needs a changing, but I'm not really thinking about that right now.
He was one of the coaches on our fantasy league team when me and Ryan's played.
Who? Mudcat Jackson?
Oh, I thought you said Mudcat Grant. I wasn't listening. Good luck.
Who is Mudcat Jackson?
Yankees? 72 Yankees, it says.
Of course.
But if your name's Mudcat, you're getting red. And Ed Vosburgh is 43.
Mudcat Jackson?
Never heard of him.
72 Yankees.
Ed Vosburgh.
Ed Vosburgh, 43.
Wasn't he the scalper? Ranger great. Yes, he was.
Didn't he scalp his tickets during the
All-Star game? And he also got the save in the 26-7 win over the Orioles.
He once shot a man just for snoring, too.
Born on the stake, now dead.
And got in bed before the room went dark.
Confucius, Tom Harmon, J.T. Walsh.
Tom Harmon, didn't he win the...
What did he say?
And Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
Was born on this day, now dead.
Not
yeah,
funny.
That was a big night for my dad. He had a lot of opinions about that the Ed Sullivan presentation that night.
Pass the blotter.
When did he die?
The guy's got a bag. dead on this day still. Oh, when did he die, Cobra?
When did he dead?
He deaded.